Getting to know your friends and neighbors, this is Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashinsky and Kale Zomer with you this morning. And I tell you, it is good to be back. Been a couple weeks, but thrilled to be with you this morning. We got a good show for you this morning. Just a few moments, we're going to be talking with Camo about an event I am very familiar with. But before we get to that, I got to remind you guys, because Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering and by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But let's talk a little about Randy and his team over at Professional Floor Covering, because they're here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. But let's talk about the countertops, because in your kitchen and bathroom, when you walk into a remodel, it's one of the first things you see. Catches your eye right away. That material, color, and pattern all play a major role in how a remodel will turn out. And they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. And they're here to help you find that perfect one that fits both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And I'm excited. I teased it a little bit ago here, but we are joined by Camo, the Kids and Mentors Outdoors, because we have the second annual Punt, Pass, and Kick event coming up. And I'm joined by Ken Jacobs, who's the chairman, who's put this thing on. And, of course, the president, Jim Breaker, as well. How are you both doing this morning? Fired up to have you in.
Good. Doing great.
I'm doing good. Last year when we did this, some people might remember, you told me to come out. And you're like, you got to be there. All right. Sounds good. It turned into me just bullying kids for like an hour and doing this event. Can you tell us a little bit about what Punt, Pass, and Kick is?
Okay, Punt, Pass, and Kick is where we have age groups from 6 to 15 years old, and they each get one try at a pass, punt, and kick. And we give out medals and stuff for that for first place in every category. It starts at 10 o'clock. It's a new location this year. It's at the City Athletic Fields over by Washington School due to construction at the high school. Come on out. We have a great time.
Yeah, and it's right down the road. So you can't, if you're going to go over there, it's like 3 minutes up the road. And it's a nice little facility. I was there this weekend for the charity softball game. It's going to be really easy. Like you said, right in front of the school.
Right in front of school.
So when you look at the age groups, you said how many different ones are there?
There's 5 different age groups, ranging from 6 to 7, 8 to 9, 10 to 11, 12 to 13, and 14 to 15 age groups.
Growing up, Wally, we had Punt, Pass, and Kick back in the day.
The Andy Reid day. I remember the clips they show.
Right, back in the day. And then if you won your region or you won your town or whatever, you moved on, okay? And then if you got to the finals, you actually participated at the Super Bowl. Now they do it at the Pro Bowl, okay? But we're trying, you know, this is our second year. Hopefully we'll get national sponsor or whatever to move along to the next sector or whatever. But right now, we're just trying to bring it back.
Yeah. So at this point right now, from last year, I remember there were a ton of kids that showed out for this.
Yes.
And very talented kids, too. But how have you tried to advance or make this event even better from last year to this year?
We moved up the time a little bit, and we're doing it where the kids are already having games that day, so they can come right from their games and participate in the Punt, Pass, and Kick. So they don't have to leave the grounds at all, and we're right there to have it.
And with your help with promoting this on the radio, okay, that helps as well. We distributed more posters out throughout the county, okay, and word of mouth, you know, and a lot of our kids in that have participated in camo events before always come and participate in more camo events to get to learn, you know, find new people and see what's going on.
Well, one thing I think that's worth mentioning, jumping back a second too, I love the idea of pushing it up right around when other kids are already playing football. But I remember last year you weren't allowed to wear cleats. And these kids are probably going to be wearing cleats for the game. So I imagine that's the same rule. And make sure you bring a pair of gym shoes with you.
That is the same rule. So hopefully they'll bring their shoes with them or they have to go barefoot.
Hey, that's old school.
Yeah.
We talked about that before we came on. That, they used to kick that way in the NFL.
Kicking barefoot, you bet, baby. Yeah.
Well, we got to teach them somehow. I'm ready to go out there and start bullying them again this year.
All right. That's great.
But we're going to throw it to a quick break here early, and then we're going to come back. We got a lot to talk about. I'm fired up. Again, I was lucky enough to be invited out last year, and I think that you guys are going to allow me to
You're
come back again.
You're coming back, baby. More coming back.
Well, then you guys expect to see me at 10 a.m. I'm putting the kids of Dodge County on watch.
All right.
I got a repeat, even though I didn't win last time. But that's all right. We'll be right back here with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Looking for a rewarding way to stay active in retirement? Join Lamer's Bus Lines in Waupun as a school bus driver. Enjoy flexible part-time hours, great pay, and the chance to make a real difference in your community, all while staying young at heart. We provide all the training, no experience needed. Let's work together to drive our future at Lamer's Bus Lines. Apply today at Lamer's Bus Lines in Waupun or online at golamers.com/careers.
It's that time of year, Green Bay fans. The regular season is upon us and championship aspirations are as present as ever. The crew makes a push for the postseason in MLB. And of course, we are your source for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beavers athletics as we head into the fall season. It's Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashinsky. We are the Dam Sports Show, presented to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Hear us weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our fall home sale's going on right now, and you can save big with tons and tons of Sealy mattresses. This amazing wintergreen Sealy mattress is on sale for as little as $399. Or pick your comfort. For $999, you can get a firm, a medium tight top, a medium hybrid, or a soft pillow top, or a soft mattress for as little as $999, and pick your comfort. Shop local and save on all of your favorite mattress brands with us during our fall home sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam in Watertown.
Picking your fall outfits can be frightening. Let St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County make it easier for you. Got a closet full of clothes that don't do the trick? It can be someone else's treat. Right after you make some room for your winter closet and donate. You can also get or donate your Halloween supplies this year. From fall decor to Halloween costumes and so much more, St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County has it all. They're open 8 to 7 Monday through Saturday. Shop, save, and support St. Vincent de Paul at 125 Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Start saving for retirement? My answer is simple. Today, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Monica Magali. I can help you build a plan for your ideal retirement by identifying your unique goals and help keep you on track to achieve them. The sooner you get started, the better. Call me at 920-392-5181 to schedule an appointment today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We're here this morning talking about camo. That's Kids and Mentors Outdoors, because we have the second annual punt, pass, and kick competition. And I'm joined this morning by President Jim Breaker and then the chairman of this event, Ken Jacobs. Gentlemen, we were talking a little bit before the break about what this is going to look like. During the break, you had a great point too, because this is split up. There's going to be a boys and a girls division. So this isn't just for boys. Like, girls, come on out. Show them what you got. We've seen it across high school and across the country, not even Wisconsin. Girls are taking over the kicking game, too. They're jumping in.
They are. They're actually got sports now for the girls, flag football leagues and stuff like that. And girls are in punt pass or in, not in they're in soccer and that, and they can kick the ball well and that. So come on out, girls. Show up the boys.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with Ken.
Well, last year I got shown up. I want to say it was Coach Lindy's daughter. I was all of a sudden like, wow, gee, that was like 7 yards farther than me. I got to reevaluate some things. But I've been practicing, guys. So
well, we'll see, Wally. We'll see what happens.
I was pretty proud of the punt. It fell apart with the passing, the kicking whole thing last year. But this year I'm putting, again, the children of Dodge County on notice. So this starts again at 10:45. But registration gets going at about 10.
10 o'clock.
10 a.m. Yeah.
If people aren't going to be able to be free until closer to 10:30, 10:45, is that okay?
Yeah, or? It's okay. Even later. You know.
Right.
All right, even later. So if you show up closer to, like, what, 11? You still welcome them in and let them join?
We'll welcome in any time.
I love
to hear
that. Once
we're there, we'll welcome in.
Right. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I remember this. It was a pretty quick event last year. So you aren't waiting around too much.
You're really not. And we're just hoping to get a lot more participation from the football teams that are already there. You know, come on out. And like Wally said, bring a pair of tennis shoes. Because you ain't going to be able to use your cleats. Well, and, you know, we can't make this happen without sponsors neither. Okay? We've got a lot of people that are supporting Camel. And the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation was a huge, huge sponsor for this for us. And we've got some other sponsors as well. Farron Farms, Jim and Max Farron, huge. I'm going to call them a gold sponsor. They've been with Camel from the get-go.
I like that.
Okay. And we've got Andrew and Heidi Mahan from Edward Jones, another sponsor. Miller Equipment, Dave Miller and his wife, great Camel supporters. We've got Jake Johnson from Rudder's Roofing, and we've got Chris Kladowski from Kladowski Real Estate.
Oh, okay. Great friend of ours.
Great friend of everybody, the radio station and everybody. But without their sponsorship, we can't make this happen either. But the Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation was a huge, huge sponsor and gave us some grant money to get this off the ground, and now it's a second year.
Well, first of all, thank you to all those sponsors. That's a great point.
Yeah, you bet.
I mean, these events are awesome for kids too, to whether they want to find the love for football or just, you know, go out there in front of your friends and your family, show them what you can do. But Ken, I'd like to flip back to you because you've really headed this on these last couple of years, getting this going. I know that you guys mentioned you grew up watching this and being around it, but where was this idea like get re-sparked? What made you say, I really want to get this community involved with this again?
I wanted to get more kids involved in the outdoors, and I thought this was a great opportunity. In the fall, football's around. Football's in the air, and it hasn't been around punt, pass, and kick for many, many years. There may have been some organizations around that did it, but not in this area, we needed to bring it back.
Well, I'm happy you did. I mean, last year was a blast, and again, it was. If you're not worried about throwing like an entire Saturday away, you're going to come out. You're going to be there for what? I mean, if this starts at 10:45, when should people probably expect to have this wrapped up?
By noon?
Yes.
12:30, right?
Yes,
yeah. So you're going to be out there for 2 hours tops.
Right.
You can have fun again, and then be very impressed. I mean, last year, the 6- and 7-year-old division, you don't expect 6-year-olds to be able to throw the ball like they do.
Right.
I'm all of a sudden, you get a little intimidated. I'm like, what's the future got in here for Dodge County?
Right, right.
You got that right.
Yeah, he ain't kidding. So, again, this is over at the Beaver Dam City Athletic Fields, Washington School. It's right in front of there. So, if you know where those new pickleball fields are, it's going to be right there.
Right behind the pickleball fields.
Yeah, and they've got the field already all painted up, so they're ready to go. There's going to be a game already taking place that you said right before, like a league game right there?
Yes. Youth Football League.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a flag football and there's a tackle football league. There's two fields there. And I think they play on Washington Field, too. Down below it by the school too. So there's actually three fields I think going on at that time.
Wow, that's awesome. See, I'm still getting ingratiated into the community enough, learning a little thing like this. I didn't know that they still had it over in this area.
And if your sons and daughters are not playing flag football, or come out and take a look. See what's going on.
Come say hello too. I was gonna say Big personality on Jim. I can remember that from last year.
Well, yeah. You're in for it, Wally. You're in for it.
Man. Yeah, we'll see.
Everybody's
about that.
Welcome. Yes, it doesn't have to be a football player. Everybody's
right.
Welcome.
Yep.
And boys and girls.
And there's not like a like people need to RSVP or register ahead of time. It's show up, register, you're in.
Right. You're in.
Right.
And it's free.
I was just going to ask. Is it?
It is free. There's free. No charge. No
fee. Okay. All our camo events are free.
Pretty much
all our camo events are free.
Well, because you have a bunch too. So right before we came on, you were telling me a little bit, like for Fall Down Town Fest, you guys are going to be involved in that. What's that going to be?
Well, we're taking over the pumpkin bowling.
Pumpkin bowling.
For Fall Fest, and it's going to be new to us as well. We've got, after this punt, pass, and kick, it's called the Joe Hunt, but that takes place in December. We've got right now 7 new kids signed up for that. Probably maybe even take a couple more. If you visit our Dodge County Conservation Camo on Facebook page or possibly camokids.org as a website, you'd learn more about the Joe Hunt and what it entails. But Fall Fest is going to be fun. We're going to make pumpkin bowling something that pumpkin bowling has never been before, I think.
Oh, well, is that a tease?
That's a little tease, I think.
Okay, so you're not going to give too much away right now.
No, come on down to Fall Fest, and you'll see what pumpkin bowling is going to be all about.
Well, where are you guys going to be set up for that?
That I don't know.
Okay, not yet. We'll keep our eyes.
The chamber is going to take care of us, but I'm not exactly sure where it's going to be. But we're going to be down there. We're going to be taking over to pumpkin bowling.
Well, more incentive to be following that Facebook page that you're talking about, too.
You bet it is.
Wow.
Yes, it is. Dodge County Conservation Camo on Facebook.
Well, and I think I talked to you guys about 2-3 months ago, too. You have events throughout the year.
Yeah.
So I know that you've mentioned beyond even the pumpkin bowling. There's other things that are coming up. No hunting's right around the corner. Yeah. Is there anything like that this fall?
Well, the Joe Hunt is generally the second week of December where we engage at the McKenzie Center in Poinette. It's there's 6 active chapters in CAMO, and we try, 4 of them are pretty much sending kids to the McKenzie Center. We take up to 25 girls and boys. It's for a learn to deer hunt, okay? And it's a camaraderie, okay? We hunt Friday afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday morning, and it's all done at the McKenzie Center, but we've got properties that one of the other guys from another chapter takes care of all the properties around that we can hunt out of. Or hunt on, okay? But like you said, we got pumpkin bowling going on. We're always trying to come up with something. We Cabin Fever Fest, we're always part of that.
Bowling, we run a free bowling.
Yeah, we have a bowling event.
In the spring.
Yeah, we try to have a winter event, but with a lot of snow, we did bowling. Yeah.
Well, and I was going to say, I'm a wimp still. And notice how camo, the outdoors is the O there.
Yeah.
When it's negative 15 degrees, guys, I was going to say, you ain't going to be able to get me to punt and pass
well,
and kick.
No, but we take kids ice fishing.
See, that's smart, though. I still haven't gone, so I might be calling up right.
Well, there
that's
you go.
Good. You're
you
welcome.
Know, you're more than welcome.
Yes. Do I count as the kids, then? I still fit in?
Hey, adults are, you can maybe become a mentor after you.
That's the spin zone. I like
We're
that.
Always looking for new mentors as well. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for new mentors.
New ideas.
And matter of fact, we have a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at Tower Lanes. We moved it up a week. Our monthly meetings are always generally the last Tuesday of every month. But we moved it up a week so we can make sure that we've got punt, pass, and kick covered for help and everybody else. And get the Joe Forms out and talk about pumpkin bowling. But, we have a meeting tonight. Anybody interested, stop out Tower Lane, 6 o'clock tonight. It's right in their conference room as you walk in the front door on the right-hand side. We'll be there talking about camo.
And just about our name, camo, doesn't mean it's all about hunting fishing. It's
anything outdoors.
I like that.
It's anything outdoors.
Well, we know there's still plenty of kids out there that might not want to. My sister like refuses to touch a fish when she goes fishing.
Well, right.
She's like, it will not happen. I'm not hunting. Get me out of here. Yeah. But she likes outdoors. So you guys still fit for them.
Yes. Oh, you bet. Yeah,
camping,
yeah.
Hiking.
I've been mentoring a little 8-year-old from Horicon for going on a year now, and he never wanted to touch a fish. Now he's actually putting bait on the hook and touching fish.
Dad, little baby steps.
Well, it is a little baby steps. I took a youth out for the youth duck hunt weekend last weekend. Put a lot of holes in the sky, but and a couple other mentors, Greg Paul, took a youth out, and he got his first duck. Lucas got his first duck. So we were out there with the youth duck hunt as well. Okay, and like Ken said, but it's not all about hunting and fishing. You know, we have the opening duck season of duck hunting opens October 4th, but we also have a learn to hunt pheasant hunt coming up that we're partnering with Pass It On Outdoors. That's the same day. So we're taking some kids over to Cackle Creek to learn the pheasant hunt.
Wow.
You know, and they were be able to sign up. That was through the DNR, I believe. But we do a lot of things, you know, and it ain't just hunting and fishing.
And we took some kids sailboating.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
It's right here on Beaver Dam Lake or on another lake?
No, we're on Lake Mendota.
Oh, okay, sure.
I took four kids, two boys, two girls, me and another mentor, on a sailboat. A girl I went to school with has been sailing now for quite some time, and she arranged through, I believe it's the Madison Yacht Club or whatever, and one of her friends is a captain of the boat, and we took four kids sailing, and we were 4 hours on Lake Mendota, and they all got to steer the boat, and it was amazing. Yep. They had a great time. We all got done, and they said, can we do that again? You know, it was just to see something different.
Yes.
You know, and I've been on a sailboat one other time, and it was 35 years ago, and that was on Lake Winnebago. Okay? This was totally different. Totally different. And I even learned the sail jargon, you know, port and starboard and whatever. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Well, people that want to get involved with something like this, where it, regardless of how young of a kid it is, how can they learn more? Or if they want to be a mentor, an adult that's like, I know enough about the outdoors. I love to hunt and fish. I like to camp, hike. How do they get involved in that regard?
Hey, come to one of our meetings. Okay, email me. Email Lori. Lori is our secretary, and it's DodgeCountyCamo@gmail.com, I believe is what it is. But they can call me, they can come to our meeting, or follow us on Facebook page and message somebody on Facebook, and they'll get back to me, let me know. Emails, you know, people have been emailing, or like I said, the last Tuesday of every month, Tower Lane, 6 o'clock, we have our monthly meeting. Okay? You want to...
Always at Tower Lanes?
Ours at Tower Lanes. We did National Night Out here in Swan City Park and in Fox Lake this year. We had a second location. Fox Lake was a huge hit. Huge hit.
Ken was over there. A lot of people didn't know about us.
Yeah, Ken was over
there. So now
we're
getting our name out there.
So, right. Well, a lot of interest.
Yeah, and we got two new mentors out of that right now. Hopefully we'll get two more. You know, but we're all volunteers, mentors, whatever. We'll take... We can always use new mentors, new blood.
Yeah, come on out. Yes. Again, the meetings, follow right. Facebook, email. There's a million ways to get involved.
Yeah, there's a million ways to get a hold of us. Absolutely.
Well, go ahead.
And volunteers don't have to do everything. You know, they can pick and choose what they want to do. So we're not going to overwork you if you're a mentor or something like that. So.
Well, a great way to get going and figure out if you're going to like the crew, you want to be a part of it. Come on out this weekend. I know I'm going to be there. So that's Saturday, September 27th. And last thing, I guess we haven't mentioned yet, for whatever reason, if there is bad weather, there's a rain date for October 4th, the following Saturday. So we're knocking on as much wood as we can find that we get this in. But if not, there is a tentative rain date.
Yes.
All right.
Tentative.
And it's going to have raining pretty hard to cancel it on Saturday. Yes. You know, and I don't think, right now the weather looks great.
Well, I tell you what, I'll see you both there. I'm looking forward to it. But thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm already looking forward to the next time we get you in here. Always learning something when you're here.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
All right.
That's awesome.
Hey, you're the man. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined to talk a little bit about Marsh Haven Nature Center with Matt Rupnick. That's right on the other side on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touting what he calls the golden age of America as he addresses the United Nations General Assembly and said the UN speaks in empty words.
What is the purpose of the United Nations? The UN has such tremendous potential. I've always said it. It has such tremendous, tremendous potential.
Before his remarks, he wrote on social media that he is calling off a scheduled meeting with Democratic congressional leaders because their approach to government funding is not realistic. The deadline to avert a government shutdown is September 30th. The Secret Service says it stopped a plot that could have disrupted cellular service across New York City after an investigation into threats led to locations around the city where hundreds of servers were seized. Shares in Tylenol maker Kenvue are trading higher today despite yesterday's comments from the president that pregnant women should not use Tylenol because of a potential for an autism. Health experts say there's no causal link between acetaminophen and autism. This is ABC.
Breaking news. You need a new mattress. For all kinds of breaking news, stick with your trusted source, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A Republican candidate for Wisconsin governor followed almost two dozen sexually explicit accounts online until a reporter started asking about it. Bill Berrien is running as a conservative supporter of family values. Berrien criticized the story as garbage political hits. A local state lawmaker says a bill on health care services for undocumented immigrants in Wisconsin should not be controversial. The state assembly passed a bill last week to prevent state, local, or federal money from being used for health care for undocumented immigrants in Wisconsin. Opponents say it's already the law. Representative Mark Bourne says in that case it shouldn't be an issue. Governor Evers is expected to veto the bill. Two facilities serving homeless Wisconsin veterans are now closed. The centers in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls closed on the 12th after lawmakers defunded them in the state budget. Veterans advocates and Lutheran Social Services are providing veterans in those areas with new alternatives. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program still operates in Union Grove. The Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund has raised more than $3 million since it was created by state lawmakers in 2013. The fund provides a permanent source of funding for habitat improvement and restoration at state parks, trails, and recreation areas. There's more at the Department of Natural Resources website. Dodge County businesses are well represented in a competition to name the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce recently announced 148 nominees in the 10th annual contest. Nominees include the XUV 845M Gator utility vehicle that John Deere makes in Horicon, or EK Machine's massive generator enclosure in Fall River. You can read more at DailyDodge.com. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers dropped their series opener in San Diego 5-4 in 11 innings last night. Christian Yelich drove in a pair in a losing effort. Series continues tonight, 8:05, the broadcast time on 95.3. Brewers leading the National League Central sits at 2.5 games over the Phillies. Off day today for the Packers as they lick their wounds from Sunday's loss to the Browns. They go to Dallas for Sunday night football. Monday night football last night, Detroit outlasted Baltimore 38-30. Old Hickory is hosting the Badger Large Conference Championship game in girls golf today. While the Wisconsin High School Football Media Poll is out this week, Franklin's number one in the large school poll, Notre Dame number one in the medium school poll, and Edgar tops the small school poll. Columbus is number 8 in the medium school survey. Beaver Dam soccer team edged Ashwaubenon last night 3-2. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Partly cloudy skies with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 72. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 56. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. High of 70 tomorrow. Mainly sunny and dry Thursday and Friday. Mid-70s Thursday. Upper 70s by Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brock Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack the code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household. One entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brock Fry schedule, visit dailydodge.com.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back. Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you're looking to refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value, stop in at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, where they're hosting their Comforts of Home store-wide sale, offering the perfect opportunity to upgrade your home's interior at reduced prices. This store-wide sale encompasses McKinstry's entire inventory. For example, a love seat for $599. How about a 5-foot by 8-foot area rug? Just $87. Or a Lazy Boy rocker recliner for only $349. You can save big on mattress sets as well. Add an adjustable base to that new mattress and be able to find your comfortable sleeping position. And don't forget the finishing touches like pictures, area rugs, and accessories that will make your home unique. Refresh your living space with quality furniture that combines comfort, style, and value during the Comforts of Home sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. You got to hurry in, though. Sale ends September 30th. We head back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio, and once again, here is Wally.
Well, I tell you what, I'm fired up, Kale, and thank you for throwing it back here, because I have Matt Rupnick, the executive director with Marsh Haven Nature Center, with me, and I always love talking to Matt. Genuinely one of the nicest people out there. But we have so much to talk about, and I also have to mention, we have a guest in studio, and there wasn't last time, and I'm excited to meet Indy, but we'll get to that. Matt, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Doing good, as always. How about yourself?
I'm great, and I'm so excited. I'm a little bummed out I'm going to miss one of these upcoming events, but we do have, a list here that I got to go through, something that even gets started this weekend.
Yes, yeah, starting this Friday is our Fall Living History event. So that is a wonderful historical event. So we have a traditional Buckskinners encampment that they literally dress up, they camp out for almost the entire week. So they started arriving yesterday, and they will be set, ready to go. Friday is our education day, so that is where all of the local schools are welcome to come. It's free admission for them. They can get to go tour through. All they have to do is RSVP to me with a time, name, and some more information. But if they email me, call me, I can get them set up from there. Once you enter the facility, all of the admission includes entry to the museum, touring through the encampment, and any of the displays, anything like that, that might be out there. For the weekend, starting Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., admission will be $5 for adults, $3 for students 6 to 14, and anybody 5 and under will get in free. Marsh Haven members, of course, they get in free. So if you're ever interested in membership, give me a call or stop by our facility anytime.
Well, I'm looking at the website right now. Is the website the best way to learn about the event or to contact you if they want to RSVP?
Yes. Our website, our www.marshhaven.org, one H for Marsh, one H for Haven.
That two H's. That's good to note. That's
yes.
Good note
yes.
There.
Make sure you get that in there. And it will go to our events page. It has everything right there for you, dates, times. If you want to RSVP for the school groups, give me a call, shoot me an email, we'll get you signed up from there. The other neat part is on Saturday morning, or Saturday in general, seniors are going to get in free. So they get a special discount for Saturday only. They just have to stop in their gift shop and ask for the senior discount.
Well, that's perfect. Again, yeah, you got to take Grammy and Pap out, you know, got to go see the animals. And you're going to have another opportunity, so you're going to have so much fun this week. You're going to be going, hey, on October 10th, there's this great event going out there too, and this is the one. It's a Friday night. I will unfortunately be doing Beaver Dam football, and that broke me when I first heard this, because can you tell us a little bit about this? Anytime you get animals and beer involved, I'm thrilled.
Yes. So our new event of the year is Hops at Marsh Haven. So what it is a beer walk. So it'll be stationed at Marsh Haven. We'll have four different beer vendors. So far, Hoya Hop House Brewing, Knut Brewing Company, Fifth Ward in Oshkosh, and then Shattered Glass here in Beaver Dam all will be stationed on our trails. It's about a mile-long trail. You'll basically check in. You'll get a commemorative 8-ounce mason jar glass that has the logo and the beer vendors on the back, and then you'll take that from station to station. It's a designated 3-ounce pour. Each station will have three different brews for you to sample. You can sample each one once, or you can sample as many as you'd like, or you can sample all three. Unfortunately, no additional samples will be allowed. And then you'll basically go from station to station. Our museum will be open. After dark, once you see the beautiful sunset, the trails will be lit with candles, lanterns, to guide you from station to station. If you get hungry, Eaton Barbecue food truck from Madison will be on hand to sell you some delicious barbecue pork or chicken sandwiches with some wonderful sides. Like I said, our museum will be open. Tickets are $40 in advance, $45 at the door, with a maximum of 200 tickets sold.
Wow. So I'm already, I got the FOMO real bad right now. And going station to station, again, you're going to have a bunch of samples of beer, but what's going to be going on at each station? Can you give us a little teaser there?
I don't have all the details yet.
Sure.
But I know there will be several different types of brews at each station. We'll have each station lit so you don't get lost in the dark. We don't need anybody getting lost. And then we'll have thermocells out there because it is wonderful bug season out there, as always, to make everybody as comfortable as possible. I know Fifth Ward has some specific brews they are bringing, and then I'm just waiting to hear further.
The crisp, cold air on a Friday from the fall. You got beer. You're going to be seeing a wonderful bunch of animals out there. That's perfect. I'm like genuinely in pain thinking about it. And I think this is almost a great way to introduce Indy, if you don't mind, right now. Because, again, when you're out at Marsh Haven, you have the opportunity to see so many different animals. You get to see an incredible array of wildlife. And here we get to – I'm so excited. Last time Matt was in, we were not able to actually have another guest with us. Today, that has changed. And I have been living through Charlie – through Jake, through Kale, who all got to meet Indy at our radiothon. There he is. I please go and watch. Am I allowed to pet him or no?
No, I can't let you pet.
I'm glad I asked instead of just diving in. I recommend going out on Daily Dodge TV and being able to actually watch right now as Indy's getting a little bit of a lay of the land. They're like, I remember this place. But first of all, can you tell us a little bit about Indy, who we have in front of us here?
Sure. So Indy is a gray-faced eastern screech owl. So believe it or not, this is as big as he gets, full grown. So he came to us in about 2018, and unfortunately for Indy, he had been hit by a car. So he unfortunately did suffer a permanent leg injury and a permanent eye injury, deeming him non-releasable. So he does live with us full time. So with us, he loves his mice. That's about all he really wants to eat, nothing much else. Out in the wild, they'd be eating anything from mice to maybe some small insects, maybe a small bird, that type of thing. But for the most part, yeah, some really great camouflage going on. And
I can't believe that little Indy here's eating mice, because he's got to be about 1.5 times the size of a mouse, and he's able to just house that thing, no problem.
Yep, basically, if you think about it, we eat with a knife and fork that is built right into him with his talons and his beak.
That's a great point. Well, first of all, it's great to have Indy in the building here today. I'm excited, too, because, again, we'll probably we'll have back for Radiothon this next year. I'm going to be boxing out to make sure that I get the Marsh Haven spot anyways when it comes on. But we also have probably about 3 minutes left, so I want to almost let you decide. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the event that's coming up this next weekend, or look ahead even further and see what's coming up at Christmas?
Yeah, we can talk more about this weekend. If you are looking for some interesting things to do, this weekend we'll have several different buckskinners, from rope making, candle making, more of 1812 demonstrations. You'll have all sorts of food demonstrations between butter churning, ice cream making, so you get to sample homemade ice cream, something really kind of neat and kind of sweet, and a lot of different, you'll be able to meet Indy, a couple other birds of prey as well.
Well, and again, for anybody who hasn't been out there, I actually forgot the number off the top of my head. How big is the Nature Center itself, because it's a big area that you guys are covering here.
So we ourselves are the small little guy on the marsh. So we are only about 46 acres compared to 33,000 for the Horicon Marsh. So we actually do not do any management in the actual marsh, just our small 46 acres.
46 acres ain't no joke, though.
No, it's not. There's enough to do.
I was going to say, 46 acres is more than enough to play around with. And then going out there for the Fall Living History Festival that's coming up, when does this get started on Friday, in case people miss that or they want to make sure that they're there ready to go at the start time?
Yeah, so Friday we start at 8:30 a.m. With the school groups, and then on Saturday it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, Matt, I'm really fired up to hear about how this goes, and I'm really jealous that I'm going to be missing out on October 10th. But again, everybody, make sure you go out, check out their website, Marsh Haven, 2 H's in the middle there, .org, and you're going to be able to get a full list of everything that we're looking at here. And I beg you to go and have fun on the 10th. I'm going to live through you guys, so please go out there. But Matt, anything else that I've missed or I need to touch on before we say goodbye to you and Indy this morning?
No, thank you very much for having me, and we hope we see you out there.
I can't wait. Well, Indy, it was great to meet you, too. I'm looking forward to the next time we hopefully get to chat here before too long. But we're going to throw it to break, and when we come back, Kale and I got to let you know a little bit about what's going on here in Dodge County before we say goodbye today. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Vamos a la playa conmigo, Wally Lukashensky, for an unforgettable escape from the winter blues as we head to the secret Playa Mujeres Golf and Spa Resort in Mexico. Along with memory-making travel, join us the first week of February. Imagine this, while it's freezing back home, you're soaking up the sun, making amazing memories, and living your best life on the beach. Sounds pretty great, right? But here's the deal. Seats are limited, and this trip is filling up fast. I'll be there, of course, and so will our very own Charlie Dern. We'll keep the vibe vibes high and even keep everyone back home updated. Hopefully they don't get too jealous. This Slice of Paradise is an exclusive adults-only gated beachfront community just 35 minutes north of the Cancun airport. There will be white sand beaches, spacious suites, many bars and dining venues, entertainment, and a world-class spa. Steps from a Greg Norman 18-hole golf course. Enjoy paradise. Head to DailyDodge.com and the 95.3 WBEV winner getaway page. Talk to and book with Holly at Memory Making Travel today. Need reliable dairy equipment that will work hard for you? Turn to the pros at Central Ag Supply with locations in Juneau and Baraboo. Serving southeastern Wisconsin, they deliver top quality dairy systems, sanitation, and hygiene solutions built for performance and profitability. Big farm or small, their expert team handles sales, installation, and service from start to finish. Visit Central Ag Supply today, your trusted partner in dairy success. Two convenient locations in Juneau and Baraboo.
At Gruber Law Offices, we've helped tens of thousands of families after a serious accident. Our priority has always been our clients. We're here for you whenever you may need us. One call, that's all.
This week's 95.3 WBEV Mid-State Equipment FFA Student of the Week is Haley Nemeth of Horicon. Haley has served as parliamentarian for the Horicon FFA. Her favorite ag class is large animal science, and she's attended many state and national conferences. After graduation, she plans to attend a four-year college to become a large animal veterinarian. Congratulations to Haley Nemeth of Horicon. She's this week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Huge thank you to Kale Zomer today for, holding down the fort for 2 weeks while I was going through some training through my new role. And by the way, great few guests today. But Kale, first of all, thank you. And second of all, fun day here.
Yeah, man, so much going on. First and foremost, welcome back. Glad to have you. You get a little break tomorrow again, I think.
I'm back in Milwaukee doing the training again.
Exactly. So I'll get to sit in with you again tomorrow yet. But yeah, good to have you back on the air. We've missed you over here for sure. And did you stay up late last night and catch the end of that Brewers game?
Yeah, well, of course I did. I mean, at this time of year, everybody's got Brewer fever.
Absolutely, we've got Brewer's fever. I just such a close one in extra innings last night. Almost pulled it off. I was like, oh, I'm staying up late. Maybe the guys can do it. It was close. But, it's coming down to the end here. And we've already clinched the Central. You're looking at, I think, one win away from tying all-time franchise record. You're two wins away from setting a new record, and we're, five wins away? I think it's still mathematically possible to hit that. If they win out the rest of the season, 100-win season, which is just crazy to think. So it's been a lot of fun. But, they'll be back in action tonight, another late one against the Padres. We'll have it for you here on 95.3 WBEV. Pregame coverage begins at 8:05 p.m., so they've got today and tomorrow yet against the Padres. Then Thursday night they're off for a travel day, though, because the Brewers fever is so high. Thursday night with no game, we'll have that great documentary just a bit outside here on WBEV for you, that documentary about the 1982 Brewers team, and that will air at 7 p.m. here on WBEV on Thursday night. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's back home to wrap up the regular season before kicking off the postseason. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks here with the crew.
You get to relax and actually watch other teams next week beat each other up in the playoffs, and you guarantee yourself already in the NLDS because of how special the year has been. So I'm very – this is kind of new for me. Coming from Pittsburgh, I don't know what playoff baseball really is. So watching that here and following this team for an entire year, I can't remember being this excited for October, and it has to be 15 years.
Yeah, it's been fun, and I'll be headed to the game on Friday, and I'm just thinking about the last game I was at was the first week of May. And I was just thinking the other day about the contrast between what this team looked like when I went to that game in May versus what they look like now. If you would have told me in that game in May, which I'm pretty sure they lost, by the way, and you're like, hey, they're gonna have like a crazy win streak.
They were 25-28.
Yeah, and they're gonna be the best team in baseball. I've been like, this team. We're talking about the same team, right? Yeah, it's been awesome. But honestly, that game, you know, as tight as that was, it's fun. You know, not the outcome we wanted, but it's always fun to watch extra innings. That was kind of the second ranked entertainment of my night. Did you catch the absolute spectacle in the sky last night?
Must be missing it. Was there something with the moon I missed?
No, the lightning show that we had here last night.
Oh,
was
I know. I was asleep at like 9:45.
Well, it was before that. No, we were at the Y, and I don't know exactly what time it started, but we were leaving there about 7:30 last night, and I walked out, and I was still under like the shelter yet outside, so you couldn't see the sky. But I went, are my eyes going crazy? Why does it feel like there's a flashbang going off? And then we got out from under it. And I went up to my kid and I looked at the sky. I've never seen lightning go that crazy. It was wild. I mean, it was the whole ride home. We were just like mesmerized because it was literally just nonstop. I mean, there was just hundreds of strikes. It was all cloud. And it was cool because it wasn't really raining. There was like a few sprinkles here and there, but it really wasn't raining. And there was really no thunder involved. It was just, it was like a light show for like 45 minutes. It was really cool.
Well, you know what? I'll have to keep my eye out. I got to be better than that next time. But yeah, I will be better. But you'll be back tomorrow, Kale. I appreciate you so much with all your hard work the last few weeks. We got to throw it over to Terry Bell, who has Dale Schmidt, the new champion of that charity softball game, fired up to listen to that interview. That's next on Community Comment. That's going to wrap us up here for Hometown Today. We'll see you back same time, same place tomorrow on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.